So yeah, I had another dream, and this reveals what's going on in reality. So I was a contractor, or like a foreman or whatever, and had this carpenter who does a good job, but one area wasn't up to par. He was worried about it falling. I said, well, all we have to do is this. I said, I already did the math because I saw it myself. And here's the math. Just put this here, every so often, and boom. And he said, no, we got to tear it all out. We got to do this. And my solution was 10% of the time. His solution was a whole redo. And I said, you don't need to do that. The math proves it. It's really easy. I said, you got to think outside the box sometimes. And he wouldn't do it. And so the conclusion was to kick him off the job because it was just going to put it past the time, you know. So, but he wouldn't leave. He didn't want to leave. So the only conclusion with that is get a restraining order. Get off the job. You did a good job. You finished the job. Now, I'll get somebody. We can do this in 10% of the time. You're talking about a whole problem, big problem. So what's the object lesson? The object lesson is this. You're in a death cult that can't think outside the box. And when you think outside the box, they can't change. They're in a cycle. They're in a repeat. When you show them something that's easier, the simple, they don't want it. Just like when you tell somebody, don't eat carbs. Carbs mess you up. They can't understand that. They won't accept it. You tell somebody, take some MCT oil, some extra virgin olive oil to get rid of all your pain, and get some coconut oil to burn ketones. They can't accept it because their whole life they've been in a box. You tell somebody, it's faith alone and Jesus alone. Not of works, lest any man should boast. They can't accept it because their whole life they've been in a works level, ranks, grades, rating box. They're in a box. They can't accept it. The death cult wants to make it hard because that's the way they've been trained. They want it to be the hard road, when it's so easy, because the path was already made before the foundation of the world. So when you're dealing with these creatures who are unregenerated in a death cult, they can't understand how easy it is because everything around them is the death cult. And so it's ubiquitous. It's ubiquitous. It's everything, ever present. Hold on one second. I got the exact, these words are important. Hold on one second. All pervasive, found everywhere. Let me look up a few more words. Hold on one second. Universal, far-reaching, in everything, around you, everywhere, all the time. It's ubiquitous. It's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. And it's happening all the time. It's all pervasive. Now you might say, how is it possible that this is going on in your home, in your job, in the grocery store, at your church, online, the stock market, the news? How's it everywhere? Because it's the same story at a fractal level. It doesn't matter if it's nationwide, it doesn't matter if it's statewide, it doesn't matter if it's citywide, it doesn't matter if it's corporate wide, it doesn't matter what it is. It's all pervasive. It's in everything. And you say, well, what is it? I told you what it was 1,000 times. You're in a story. Every moment is Genesis 3 repeat. And you can take it back even further than that. Every moment is the story of the cross, the lamb slain before the foundation world. It's all pervasive. It's in everything. It's everywhere. It's omnipresent all the time. This story is happening all the time. It's happening in your body even. That's why you got to die daily. The flesh versus the spirit. What is the all? It's in every verse of the Bible. It's in every letter. It's in every alphabet. It's in every language. It's in every tree. It's in every whatever you pick. Drawing. It's in the night and the day. The flesh versus the spirit. Now, like I said in another video, the flesh is only 33%. The spirit is 66%. The spirit has the power, has the advantage. That's why they always persecute the spirit. That's why they always fail. That's why they are Wile E. Coyote. Wile E. Coyote is his own worst enemy. Can you hear me? Wile E. Coyote and his Acme Tools, A-C-M-E, just look it up, Acme Tools of Wile E. Coyote. All his devices are always failing. What is your power? Die daily. Walk in the Spirit. Die to your own understanding. Cut off the worldly wisdom. Cut off the worldly noise. Cut off the agents of Satan. Cut off the creatures of death. Don't yoke up with the death creatures. Don't be in union with death. Don't be in union with carbs. You might need a few of them to get your microbiome right, but you don't need carbs. They're not essential. They're going to lie to you about everything. Why are you drinking ethanol? Alcohol is destroying your liver, it's destroying your body, it's messing with your mind, it's actually destroying your heart. Whoredom wine and new wine take away the heart. Alcohol messes you up in many ways. Why do you think the ABC store promotes it? And why is it called an ABC store? It's the alphabet. It's counteracting the fundamentals. Why is it called an ABC store? Because the alphabet is the source of the spirit. And that's why when you go to the bar, they say wine and spirits. Have a drink. Have a spirit. Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. The reason the ABC store has the alphabet, because the alphabet is alpha, bet, blood, house. Alpha is the letter A, goes back to the bullet, goes back to the blood. Bet is house, blood, house. Somebody's gonna get hurt. There's going to be a fight. There's going to be an argument. There's eventually, if you read Galatians 5:19, drinking leads to murder. It leads to death. You think I'm joking? Read it. The consequences are there. So it's ubiquitous. This story of the flesh versus the spirit is ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's all pervasive. It's in everything. And what is that story? That story is what happened at the cross. Death, resurrection. Death, resurrection. If you stay in death, and you stay in the repeat, you stay in the cycles, and you never grow, maybe you're in a death cult. Maybe you're in the death cult. Maybe you're still stuck in sin. Maybe you're still stuck in your old Adam, your old Adamic nature. Maybe you never had a transformation process into the new Adam. Maybe you never got born again. You're in a death cult. Maybe the reason you can't overcome all these death creatures that you're rubbing shoulders with, the reason you can't overcome, because you're one of them. Because when you take a balloon and stick it down in the water, it rises to the top. But when you take a balloon that's been popped and you stick it in the water, it rises to the bottom, because there's no air in the balloon. Joint airs. There's no air in the balloon. So it sinks to the bottom. A bottom feeder. If you're still a bottom feeder, maybe you never got saved. You're religious but lost. Maybe you're just sitting on the pew and you think you're saved, but you're not saved. Oh, you can memorize some verses and you just repeat what other people have said. That's easy. But is it a part of you? Are you eating it and drinking it? Has it become a part of you? You are what you eat. Are you eating of that eternal life? Are you eating and drinking the Word. In the beginning was the Word. Are you drinking and eating of the Word? I was reading the Bible one time. She says, why are you reading the Bible so much? I said, it's the Word. What are you talking about? It's the living Word. Jesus is the Word. These words are words of life. She said, the Bible's not Jesus. I said, I know, but Jesus is the Word. He spoke it. He has the words of life. She couldn't hear me. She couldn't understand me. Why? Why couldn't you understand the power of the Word? The transformation power of the Word. Why couldn't you hear me? She was in a death cult. And she thought she was raised in church. Her dad left the Baptist church and went to the Pentecostal. Why did he do that? He went from faith alone to works-based. You can lose your salvation. It was all, the whole family was all about money. All they cared about was money. Why wouldn't she be able to hear me? It's so simple a child could get it. And the comment was, I got saved when I was 3 or 5. It's like, come on, woman. You didn't get saved at 5. You might have believed, but you didn't get born again. You got to see yourself as a sinner. And it finally leaked out one day. I never sinned. I got saved at 5. What? You never been a sinner? How you going? Jesus didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. Jesus came to call the sinners, not the righteous. If you never sinned, he didn't come for you. What does that mean? It means somebody thinks that their feet don't stink when they do. That's what it means. Somebody thinks they don't do wrong, but everybody else does wrong. Sounds like a narcissist to me. Sounds like a psychopath, a sociopath to me. You know, you already know the path of this kind of person who never does wrong, but everybody else does wrong. The rules are for everybody else, but not for them, because they never do wrong. You know what the path of that leads to, right? It's ubiquitous. So this story, this guy couldn't think outside the box. We could finish the job in 10 minutes instead of an hour, 10% of the time. But he wanted to rip it out because he was in his little box. He couldn't think outside the box. And that's true in the corporations, that's true in churches, that's true in society, that's true in the Democratic Party. They're creating little boxes to get you to believe the lie that they created. That's why Hitler, the Democratic Socialist Party, that's what Hitler was. And when you tell people, hey, you're in a box, break the box, open the box. Get free right now. How do I get free? Unfold the box and you see the cross, and that cross, that story of the cross, the flesh versus the spirit, is ubiquitous. The left-hand side of the cross is the flesh going down. The right-hand side of the cross is the spirit going up. Receive the spirit and rise up and follow in series after his path and do it daily. Because the sine wave is a daily experience, so you have to die daily. It's really simple.